to the podcast. I am on a remote location down here in Tampa, Florida.
Hey, y'all, just like last year, he gassed up the jet.
Yeah, I gassed up and left. I had to go see my team lose their first home game. It kind of pissed me off. I had to wait to the last minute to do it. Whatever, man. I'm glad they finally showed up.
What kind of points, Derrick Henry?
I'm glad they finally showed up. Yeah, they helped me out on a fantasy real big. I sent this out to everybody about the whole Juanita Bynum. My bad, Pastor Juanita Bynum. Her prayer thing she got going on. She charging people $19.99 to teach them how to pray.
It's on discount. It's $14.99
$19.99 to teach people how to pray. She said it was different levels to it, so you got to learn all the levels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You just can't. I want the starter kit. Whatever the starter kit is, that's what I want.
She need $19.99. That's the starter.
$1,900. $1,900 and $1,999. Now, when I saw it, she was giving out a discount. It was $15.99. I think that's what I showed y'all. It was $15.99. And she said that it's selling out. Y'all need to hurry up and get that. Be a part of that. I'm like, I know how to pray. I mean, I don't think I'm going to need to pay anybody to damn near $2,000 to learn how to pray. What's y'all take on that whole scheme?
Like I said, my girl trying to get them coins.
She trying to get paid. You right.
Yeah, she trying to get paid. Yeah. And she all said, right, these non-Christian people, she going to put a breath in <into them. laughs>
Yeah.
Is it the non-Christian people who going to buy this, or is it the Christian people who going
to
buy
it? It's the Christian people that need to learn how to pray a little bit more in depth, I guess. Yeah. And you get some stuff. You know, you get a prayer cloth, you get some water, oil, nice, or something. And a little bag full of stuff. You know, you get the whole nine.
It's a trick, and they falling for it, and they going to fall for
and it's
it.
And it's a 30-day thing. It's a 30-day, four-week, 30-day thing you got to do. Mm-mm. For $19.99.
That's what she charging for, the 30 days. That's exactly
she
what
shouldn't she shouldn't be charging, period.
That's a scam. That is a scam.
Yeah.
She getting paid though.
Yeah, there's some people that's not already bought it. She says she almost sold out. Oh, you're showing art. Yeah. Yeah, man. That's she doing too much right now.
Yeah.
I mean, but we all know, and we all know church ain't nothing but a money thing anyways.
Yeah. For some people. I'm not gonna say it for all. Mm-hmm. Some people actually are true. That right there, I don't think that's true.
I mean, that's just like your boy Creflo Dollar a couple years ago sending a collection plate around to get new rotors for the helicopter.
Yeah.
Because he needed like the helicopter to travel around.
Hey, man. There's some people that abuse it, like them two.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people out there that's actually concerned about the people that they are passed over. And I don't think that she should be doing that anyway, because she ain't no pastor to me. No. She don't fit the qualifications for a pastor.
Did y'all read some of the comments?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said, they reach out and touch God and Peter. They said she wouldn't get none of their money, because if God ain't sitting in front of their face, and they ain't having no one-on-one.
Right.
Any money. Yeah.
$2,000 to teach somebody how to pray. Come on, man. Stop playing.
Yeah. I said, they finna blow that ass up.
Hey, yeah, I mean,
I ain't know what certain way some you churches had to out pray.
There. Yeah. There's some churches out there actually robbing these folks weekly. Yeah.
Weekly.
Yeah. And ain't getting nothing in return.
Mm-mm.
She's trying to offer something, a little bag, a little candle, a little, you know, bottle of olive oil or whatever. I don't know what's all she got in that little bag she
olive
got.
Olive oil, Brett.
Yeah, man. I don't know what it is. I'm just saying, you know.
Hold on. Let me,
put the cross.
They got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, the olive oil that's going on.
I don't know. I don't even know if it's pure olive oil.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Yeah, I know it's
yeah, it's hold on, here we go. Let's see.
I know she got a cloth, a candle, a bag or something that's going in it, and all that stuff going in the bag, and she got something else going on with it too. I'm like, come on, man.
I'm telling you now, olive oil done went up to about $12 so. The pure.
That's probably why she charges
two
bands. That's why she's charging two bands.
That's what, 16 ounces?
With an olive oil.
Yeah.
I don't even see it in the article now, but I did read it. It was like, it comes with so much anointing oil, some other stuff.
Yeah.
And all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. She's tripping, man.
Yeah. Probably.
Anyway.
Real cloth and.
Yeah, all right, come on, man.
Tissue for when you start crying, and
yeah,
on the flyer, she's wearing Gucci on the flyer, so you know,
hey,
that's just
you gotta pay for that.
Yeah, you gotta pay for it.
Like, you know, we got pastors around here driving Bentleys and Maseratis and stuff, so
hey.
They got it.
Like I said, if you fall for that, that's on you.
Yeah, that's on you.
That's all I got to say about that. I know for a fact she don't make the qualifications to be a pastor. I know that much to be true. So we might delve into that later on too. Yeah, but anyway,
she's 30 years into the game, so
yeah,
that's entitlement to something.
Yeah, okay, to stupidity. But anyway, topic of the day, topic of the show is we're talking about shacking up, you and your significant other acting like y'all married but you ain't, doing all the benefits but you ain't, the whole nine. Is it good or is it bad for the relationship? That's what we're talking about today. Shacking it up. That's a kind of a bad segue from a robbing pastor to shacking up, you know. Hey,
not really going from one hell to another.
You said it, I did. I'm gonna leave it at that. So here's why I want to talk about Shaq, because I'm relating to two things. I read this story on Facebook about this girl who met this guy on one of the apps. I don't know if it was Tinder or Bumble or whatever, Tumblr or whatever the hell it was. They talked for like a year and a half via phone, text message, Facebook message, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to let y'all decide the whole race of what this is. So she said that she was starting to feel some type of way about this guy. This guy said that he was feeling the same type of way with her too. So she picked all her stuff up from California and moved over to New York. They lived together for like a year and a half, and all of a sudden he started acting funny, blah, 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 not coming home, staying out late, drinking, blah, 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 so forth, so on. Then all of a sudden they had a marriage thing they was planning on doing, and that all of a sudden took a dive, nosedive too. So now she's stuck in New York in an apartment that they leased, rented, or whatever. He left because he said he couldn't take what she had going on, shacking up the whole night, because they stayed together for like a year, and he's going on about his business. And she's stuck in New York with only that guy that she know. All her friends are back in California. So that was one of the reasons why we talked about this. Second reason is it's got to do with me. So,
oh, you about to shack up on
long time ago. Long, long, long time ago. Long time ago. Long, 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 long time ago. I went out to North Carolina. Yeah, I know this girl for a fact. We didn't have internet and all that crap.
I was about to say long, long time ago. We didn't have all this shit.
Long time ago. Yeah. I went out to North Carolina. I was going to move out there. You know, I met this girl in Chattanooga. She moved out first. hey, you can come out and stay with me, blah, 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 if you want to. We weren't a couple until I moved out to North Carolina. So it was good for a minute. Things got heated every once in a while. We talked back and forth. We cussed each other out back and forth, so forth and so on. We got along, so forth and so on. And all of a sudden, same thing. She decided, you know, this ain't for me. I'm going to need you to leave. I wasn't on the lease, so I had to get kicked out, put out. So I had to put all my stuff in my little car and run back to Chattanooga because I ain't have nowhere to stay out there or in Chattanooga. So I had to start all over again. So that's why we're talking about Shaq. Let's hear it. What y'all want to talk about? Let's see it. Let's get it on.
No. First of all, I'm not finna move no motherfucking well out of town with nobody.
Yeah.
First of all.
Even if you was feeling some type of way?
Hell to the no. You're not going to pull me out of my element.
Even if you got flued up?
No.
Ain't no way, baby. I don't know nobody out there. I'm not going. If anything, you going to come here with me. I'm not even going to put you out. I'm just going to be like, look here, baby. It's not working. I'm going to give you 30 days.
Damn,
you serving them an eviction though. This ain't
that's what I'm finna say.
I mean, I guess that's better than being told you got to go right now, exactly.
Right then. Yeah.
Exactly. I ain't going to. Yeah. You ain't finna tell me I got to go right now. That's not gonna happen,
yeah.
And I done left my house, no, baby,
yeah.
No,
I left everything.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I was asked out for real.
Mm-mm. First of all, I ain't chasing no dick, no pussy, nothing. I ain't chasing nothing.
Why
you gotta be chasing
it? That's what I'm saying. Why you gotta be chasing it? I wasn't chasing.
I was chasing a whole other state. Shit. He said they was friends. They was friends. Mm-mm. No. That's too sketchy.
I mean, it turned somewhat serious for the girl and the guy. It was supposed to be serious because they were talking about getting married.
Yeah, because, well, I'd not be like, let me find me a place. And then we can consider moving forward.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to move in. Y'all supposed to stay your own separate places.
Yeah.
Because if it's been long distance this whole time, I don't really know you and you don't really know me. And we haven't coexisted in the same space, so right. We don't know where this is going to go. So you get your own place.
But ain't that the whole idea? Ain't that the whole idea? To get together and co-mingle and cohabitate?
Do all that in two different houses.
Yeah.
We don't got to live together for that. Exactly.
Yeah, I spend the night with you. We see how each other are. Just to give up and just go boom, bam, bam, I'm at this thing and move in. No. That's one thing.
I can only go on what people say. That's all you can take for their words. I mean, unless you know them by, like you saying, you've been interacting for a while and you know how they are.
You could be in the same city with these motherfuckers and not know how they are.
Exactly.
And then guess what, though? You in your house? She in her house.
Cause you know, my first time moving out the crib was, I was what, 18? Nah, right after I turned 19, moved in my baby mama cause she had a spot, you know, had the project or whatever. Move in, I furnished the whole house. You know, y'all heard me say it before. We probably there 6-7 months together, everything good, and then get into it. And she say get out, and I leave with my TV that I came with, my computer. I left everything. Like, you don't really know nobody till you move in with them. But I do say this. That's part of how I be preaching we don't date properly.
Mm-hmm.
We not supposed to move in like that shit before, you know, if you, everybody want that old school love, but we don't do shit the old school way. Granddad and grandmama 9 out of 10 times didn't move in together till after they was married. Because guess what? It's easy to be like, you get the hell out of my house. You get the hell out of my house. And then when somebody sitting there looking like, oh, shit. But when granddad and grandmama got married, then they found a house together that was both of theirs.
Yeah.
You can't tell me get out this motherfucker if it's mine, too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But if I move into your space, you tell me get the hell out, then guess what I got to do? Find somewhere to fucking go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the old school love stuff, it's too slow these days. Ain't nobody trying to put in that work for that.
I know.
Put in for it, you just got to find the right person that's trying to put in for it.
Wait,
whatever you want to be boyfriend, girlfriend in 2 weeks.
Because I don't even know what y'all mean by this now. Now we're finna go on a whole nother topic. Y'all talking about old school love. What's that?
Where you date.
Where you date somebody, you get to know that person before you
actually date somebody.
You actually date
before somebody. You do anything with them.
Yeah. I mean, actually,
before you do anything with them.
They was already doing stuff. They still went to separate houses at the end of the night. You go your way, I go mine.
Right.
I might, you might spend the night here one night. I might spend the night there one night. But as far as that us living together shit, nah, we not doing that till marriage.
Do that till they was married. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me throw something else in there. So, my girl, me alone, living with her fiance.
Yeah.
For goddamn near 10 years.
Mm-hmm. My thing, man, that first of all,
what's up? And he got kids.
He got a baby. Yeah. They got a baby together.
They got a baby together.
So first of all, ladies, how the hell you engaged? How the hell? And men, hey, I know I'm gonna catch flack for this. I'm gonna catch flack for it. But it's like I say, we know when we want to marry somebody, right? Lee, you know when you get a chick you want to marry. Why the fuck they engaged for 8 motherfucking years and ain't married
eight,
yet?
9, 10 years.
How the fuck you engaged that long? But anyways.
How you allow that to happen?
How you cheat on Nia Long, though, bro? Nia Long.
Bro, we ain't talking about the stacking.
But anyways, yeah, like.
They stacking?
Yeah. You see what the fuck happened?
Well, look how long they've been together.
In the same house.
They shacking, but it's also children involved in the shacking. But, so,
is it really cheating if they not married?
Huh?
Is it really cheating if they not married?
Yes. They coming on, man.
Do not start. It's not about to be none of that today.
It's fucking cheating, goddamn it.
It's finna go down, ladies. Don't even worry about it. It's finna go down.
I'm just saying,
goddamn it, now.
Yeah. I don't even
technically, you're not off the market till you marry.
Shit,
I don't got enough energy to muscle.
It don't matter if they don't get through the market, goddamn. They been in that goddamn house together for what? 8 years.
8 years. Yeah. With a kid.
They married. So you can go stick your Duma Oligarch in somebody if you want to.
Shut up.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
This damn
child. It is what it is.
Exactly. I don't care if you've been together for a year. If she ain't from the
It's a committed. It's a committed relationship. That's what they say.
Exactly.
So, I mean.
He ain't got to have no damn ring on it. He invested in that shit.
Yeah, they supposed to be exclusive too, so.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm just
going to tell you either way it go. You get caught cheating on me, I'm fucking up both of y'all.
Why you gonna fuck her up though? She might not know nothing about you.
Oh, she know. That bitch know.
Wow.
She might not know nothing about you though. She do.
The
me and you mean
that other woman.
When a woman say, don't know nothing about her. She telling a goddamn lie. That bitch done did all kind of investigations. She know about me.
But that other woman has no loyalty to you. That's that dude it got a loyalty to you.
What does that mean?
She don't have a loyalty to me. But the thing about it, she's being disrespectful, and she knows she's being disrespectful. It's
but if she don't know about you, she not being disrespectful though.
No, if she don't, but 9 times out of 10, they know. They know.
I don't like that she don't owe you no loyalty. What does that mean?
She do owe me loyalty.
She is
loyalty to stop fucking around with my nigga, knowing she he's staying in my house. Self loyalty.
Because if it ain't gonna be, her, it's gonna be somebody else. If a man or woman wants to cheat, step out or whatever, they gonna do it because that's what they want to do.
Listen. Exactly, that's what they
want to
do. But
so you can't blame the person that they cheated with because you don't know if they knew or whatever. And I'm gonna tell you,
I'm telling you, on a woman's perspective, Rick, she knew.
so let me tell you what. So you know, I've talked about my pops on here a few times, and you know, he's a reformed hoe. You know, he'll tell you he was a hoe himself. He was reformed and married.
Oh
and doing
my
good.
God.
I go to him one time, I'm like, Pops, man, like, and it was this chick that, you know, me and her kind of came up together or whatever. She go get married or whatever, and she trying to throw it at me. And I'm like, Pops, man, I want to knock it down, but she married. You know what he said to me, and it was the realest shit ever. It was the realest shit. I just looked over there. He was like, son, you might as well fuck her, because if she don't give it to you, she gonna give it to somebody else.
Oh my God.
I hope you never have a wife.
You talking about a relationship, bro.
I ain't do it, but I'm just saying, like, you can't be mad at the other person because the other person has no loyalty to you. It's the person you're in a relationship with.
Let me explain what I mean when he keeps saying that, because when you say that person don't have no loyalty to me, okay, say the girl do know about me. You say she don't got no loyalty to you, so it don't matter that she's sleeping with your old man. It's not about the loyalty to me. What about the respect for yourself? Why would you want to be coming second to this other woman? You don't love yourself if you're willing to come second. It ain't about no loyalty to me. Forget me. Take me out of the equation. What about you and your standards?
Sometimes you don't even... Some people don't want to be in a committed relationship. They just want to have fun and all that.
It's other single people out here to mingle with, baby. You don't have to go with nobody else, old man, old lady, vice versa.
You ain't got to worry about going out with that person. You ain't got to worry about being seen with them because they can't. They ain't trying to get caught.
You can do that.
Oh, my God.
They ain't trying to get caught.
Two single people can go out and mingle the same exact way.
No, because somebody's going to catch feelings and want to be together.
No, they're not. And you still can catch feelings with somebody that's in a relationship. That's how half of y'all niggas be getting caught anyway, because the girl catch feelings and now she want to say something to your old lady because both of them in love.
Yeah.
So what is that? Next point, please.
That's what I'm saying.
They
know. That's the killing part about it. And if you knew, and then you come back and you think you finna throw this shit up in my face. Like I say, I got something for both of y'all. I got 6 motherfucking brothers, a bat, all that. Y'all can get all that.
6 brothers and a bat? What the hell?
You know.
What is going on?
6 brothers. But like I say, she know. And she just as guilty as he is. Same way as if y'all was doing it and he knew. I mean, same thing. If you don't want to shack up with nobody, go get your own shit. How about that?
Hey, the whole thing, I think the whole thing is also... Yeah, I agree. damn.
She said that aggressive as fuck, didn't she?
Hard. That's what I said. Hard as fuck, man.
Is it something we need to know about?
Oh, shit.
Hey, Tulane, is it something we need to know about? Because it sounds like you harboring some feelings behind that shit. Hey, just put the person, whoever that was directed at, just put some initials on it so we know.
It's been a long time since I checked with somebody. 1994, baby. Shit. 1994. Because guess what? It happened again. It's 20 motherfucking 22. I wish a nigga
would. Oh, shit. He rolled the neck and everything. Yeah. Oh, my God. Get your own shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You gotta get your own shit now.
Oh my God.
Look, she say she'll give a nigga 30-day notice leave, but the way she said that is when them like, nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of my house right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, baby, ain't no my thing, and since 2012, ain't no shacking up. Ain't none of that.
That was some funny shit.
We gonna get
that. That was funny.
I did it once, and I can't see myself doing that shit again, though. Like, I learned my lesson. I ain't moved in with nobody till I'm married.
Hey. Shit, you
would. I ain't moving in.
The first one to check up.
I ain't giving my shit up. I might have about 3 days worth of clothes over her house, a toothbrush, some shit like that, but I ain't moving in permanent.
Yeah, how you stacking up with no key?
You guys are knocking on the door.
Knocking on the door.
Open the door, the turkey can go.
I got this cold. Oh, shit. It's quiet.
Oh, my God. So, here's the thing. I think with this whole shacking thing is concerned to me. It's just for me. Well, let me see if I can explain. It's taking somebody off the market. So, they won't be bothered by somebody else hollering at them, talking to them, coming to their house, so forth, so on. That goes for women and men, I think, personally. Even if you don't like that person likes you, but y'all fucking and all that old shit, that shit applies, I think. That's my thing on it. Mm-hmm. They don't want to see you with nobody else because you that's that good, but they ain't about shit. And they don't want to be dealing with the person, somebody else outside of the relationship that they got going on. That's my perception of Shaq. Because to me, it don't make sense. It don't make sense to me. I can't even say that. I often say, unless y'all got some kind of plan or goal to get out of debt or buy a house or some bullshit, but that shit don't work either.
No, because I don't understand people to buy a house together before they get married. I don't understand that shit.
I know a person who did that shit, and I'm like, hey, bro.
Because at this point, if both y'all names on it, y'all break up, who got to get out? Both of you.
Yeah.
And y'all got to sell that motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's what happened with that couple down at the meeting place.
Oh, yeah.
y'all favorite couple.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just thought about that. Yeah. He did say some shit like that.
Yep, he did.
I was like, man. He tripped.
But then you know what? I think that if you're willing to work with each other on a certain level, if y'all got the same outlooks, the same goals, okay. But if you just shacking up with somebody because you ain't got nowhere else to go.
No job.
Yeah, no job. You really don't want to work.
No car.
Fucking loser.
Yeah. If you just it ain't no work. Yeah.
And you know what? Go ahead.
That's just another thing. Sex ain't no good.
What the hell that got to do with it?
That's part of it, man. That's part of it.
That's part of it.
You that's part of it.
Up and the sex ain't even good. That's going to cause more confusions in the situation.
You know, or the wet, dry. I'm going both ways, goddamn. Let's go both ways. It's gonna be...
Yeah. I mean, this thing sucking up power. You still been trying to get that shit away, no way. You know that's
ooh, you hurt. Yeah. You need to work on yourself.
Trying to let somebody move in, and then you can make your shit work.
Right.
They go get some blue pills or something.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That shit, it actually happens.
It does. It actually happens. Yeah, you trying to figure out why them damn KY bottles in there, nigga? That's why. This shit ain't working.
I can't deal with your ass today.
Hey, she didn't say one bottle. She said bottles.
I know.
Multiple.
I know. That's why I said I can't deal with her ass today.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You don't need to be shaking over no batting list. Everything
is
on point.
You get your life right.
Yeah, get your life right. Work.
Oh, shit.
Working on yourself. All that. It needs to be in preparations for you moving in with
somebody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw some shit when I came down here, y'all. But that kind of pissed me off. Girl pull up to the gas station. She get out, pull up, start pumping the gas. And then dude get out the driver's seat with an ankle bracelet on, talking to her crazy about how much money she's putting in the car, and it's taking her too long, and she pumped the wrong gas. He going off about all this shit. This ain't got nothing to do with the shacking shit, but I'm sure they shacking.
Yeah, you know.
Because he didn't have shit. He was sitting in the passenger seat. I was like, let me keep myself to myself because I ain't got time to be dealing with that.
Ain't no woman with me finna be pumping the gas anyways. Like, you're not pumping gas when you with me.
Well, maybe the alarm would have went off. He would have been too far from the car.
But Lee, you know that's the type of shit they like though. They like men like that.
Stop saying they, because who you talking about?
Majority of women.
Yeah, majority.
That girl that I just got through talking about. Yeah. Cute girl. I mean, she just got out, start pumping the gas, and then he get out talking crazy. He put the wrong gas in there.
And
all right, shit. Yeah, he should have got and started pumping it himself then.
Pumping the gas. Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? I mean, it's too late now. It ain't even. And the funny thing is, she put her debit card in there. He talked, reaching for his like he had one. He ain't had none. I was like, girl, you could do better.
It was in the car.
She can, but she don't want to because that's tight. That's. Hey, they love them type of dudes.
It was in the
car. They love them. They love the street life dudes.
Yeah,
because a lot of times, when they get a man that's about some shit, they feel like he's too much for them. Like when women don't
know how to embrace it.
Trying to think of the best way to put it, but I had a woman tell me that I was too much on my shit for her. Like I would make her have to step up and elevate, and she not ready for that.
I heard just the opposite. They were soft. They ain't got no backbone. They, you know, they ain't the real type of guy in the street.
All that too.
All that type of shit. I heard that too.
All of that.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like you know. So I was like, damn, you want me to grab you by your neck, slap you around and shit? Like, that's what you like. But that's what some of them like.
Yeah.
That's what some of them like. I'm like, I ain't doing all that because I ain't going to jail for your dumb ass.
I'm not doing that. Because I mean, took that shit too far. Heavy ass got their first 48 up in here.
Oh my god. Like, I choke you, but not when we arguing.
Yeah, first 48. I'll be done.
That fool said that.
Especially you to piss me off. Piss me off. Yeah. Yeah. First 48, I'd be done. Anyway, Jackie. So let me ask this to y'all. Well, since I think all of us have been there before. What made you go that route in the first place?
What, shaking up?
Yeah.
Slow. Hell.
Not knowing. If nobody has taught you the difference between shaking up and being in a healthy relationship, then you don't shake up.
Right.
You don't think it's okay to shake up. Even if he is the wrong person or she the wrong person, you're going to let them in regardless. If you're a man and you're going to be like, well, she ain't got nowhere to go. Then on top of that, plus she got kids, I'm going to let her move in with me. But then once she get in there, you like, wait a minute. I think I done fucked up. Same with us. But then at the end of the day, I think it's harder to get the man at the house than it is the female. Because number one, half of the time, they ain't got nowhere to go. So they don't want to go at all. Because they might have parents and the parents saying, I don't know what you're going to do. You can't come back here. You can't go to your homeboy house because his old lady like, hell no. Then you try to find a homeboy that got his own shit. But then once you get in there, you like, no, he got too much going on. But as a female, it's always somebody saying, girl, come on here with them kids. You can come here. If he don't want you to be there, you can come here. Yeah. A friend, somebody. But versus a man, it's a little harder. Yeah.
So for me, it was more of me and my baby mama, we got together. We were just kicking it. It wasn't no relationship shit, you know, all that. But my mama really liked her. So, you know, everybody was kind of trying to force us to have a relationship, end up being one. And then me and my mama got into it. And there again, my mama trying to force the situation more because she knew I had somewhere to go if she told me to get out. So she was like, get out my house. So, you know, of course, where else I'm going to go? That's the only place I could go because I ain't have no, you know, I ain't have no family or none of that. And my mama knew that she would let me come there, you know. So it was more of one of those, we was forced because before then it was like I go over there, spend 2 or 3 nights there. Then I come back home for like a night or two. Then I go back over there. You know, it wasn't one of them I was living there until my mom was like, get out my house. All right, cool, whatever. What I'm going to say, nah, I ain't going nowhere. It's your house. I'm 18, 19 at the time. So, of course, all right, cool. I'm gone. And then that, you know, and I wasn't in the point. I wasn't making the kind of money to where I could get my own place. But then me and my baby mama, you know, that shit didn't work out. I was there 6-7 months. She told me to get out. I was like, all right. I went back home. I was home for like 2 weeks and then got my own place. Because just in the time I was gone from mom's house, I had got promotion at work. So I was manager now and all that. So, yeah, mine wasn't by choice. Mine was kind of forced on me.
You see, that's what I'm saying. A lot of these mamas and dads be like, nah, get it out, you ain't coming back here. So, you know, it is harder because then they have to make that decision on where am I going to go? What am I going to do? Either I stick it out with her or I just be out on the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Or you can be smart and have a second account somewhere hiding, stacking money up in it like most women do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're smart, though, even being married, y'all, like, you have a joint account and each one of you have your own separate account.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because you know the joint account is for y'all to contribute to, pay the bills out of, right? Joint account, right. Boom. And then because if you making money, you shouldn't have to explain where every single one of your dollars go, man or woman. I don't care. Like you should be able to treat yourself without somebody saying, "Oh, you spent $100 at the nail salon," or "You spent $100, you know, at the bar watching the game." And, like, bro, I work hard for this. Like,
exactly.
You know, y'all work at Volkswagen. I used to work at shit. Y'all know how hard we work for that damn money. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have to explain to you what the fuck I'm doing with my money as long as everything is being handled. All the bills we pay, we got all the bills paid. We even still putting a little bit extra into the joint account to build that up. That way, if we do want to buy something together, you know, that's there. But I still got my own money. You got your own money. We have our money.
Yeah.
I would think that you would have some type of budget before you out here just blowing money if you are with somebody. That'd be my response to that, because like you said, we both have spending habits. We both want shit. True enough, the necessities need to be paid, but you know, outside of that,
yeah,
you might want to take a trip, bring her with you or him with you. Y'all might want to tag team that shit.
And then it could be something where you want to surprise your partner with something. And if all y'all have is the joint account, you can't surprise them with nothing. Because they're going to see every time you make a withdrawal or every time you make a purchase, they're going to see that shit. So you can't surprise them. Because, I mean, if you go out there 9 out of 10 times nowadays, checks going direct deposit, right? So you go to the ATM, pull out $300. Oh, what'd you just pull $300 out for? Damn, motherfucker, I wanted to surprise you.
What and you I get that all the time at work.
Me too.
That shit get on my nerves so bad. Oh, she just went to the store, spent $100. Or he just went. Who gives a fuck?
Why do they be watching it so hard? Is what I don't understand.
Damn.
They can't go. He's like, can I cash up you? Because if it comes out of my account, damn, he going to say something because you got a little something extra?
Yeah.
What's the problem? You can't spend $30 out of the account?
Yeah.
And see, that's why, like I said, you should have a joint account where, say if the bills are, I don't know, $1,500 a month. I know that ain't what the average shit is. But say the bills are $1,500 a month, right? Between the two of y'all, each one of y'all put in $1,000 a month into that account. Every month, you building up $500 into the joint account. But then you still got your own shit. Mm-hmm. What's the problem?
Yeah, that's what I be trying to figure out. I'm like, both of y'all working. You trying to tell me she can't go buy nothing? No, hell no. That's too controlling.
And I don't want to have to tell you every time I go buy something. That's weird. You don't need to know every time I pull a little 30 up here. I just want privacy and spending my money.
But that's why, even as a married couple, you should have a joint account, and then you should have your personal private account.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I'm ready now. I'm about ready to go to Shoppers Anonymous and
what?
Man, me here too.
Or you be out there blowing a bag.
About something. What? Like, goddamn, every time I look up,
see
some shoes on the porch.
About to say, Amazon boxes be coming 3-4 times a week.
Oh my god.
Be like, hey. But I know what I can spend and what I can't spend.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So That's why I don't understand, like, why it's a big deal when somebody goes spend something. Evidently, they had the money to spend it. That's why they went and spent it. Especially if both of y'all are bringing in income. You cannot sit up and count. That guy at work, every motherfucking penny his wife spent, he pulling out the calculator. My boy is going in over there.
Does his wife work?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that's what I'm saying, especially when both of y'all work.
I can
understand. You know, I'm being the Publix. That boy pull out that calculator. Oh, she done spent $25 this heifer. And he get the. And I'm like, God, lay $25.
$25 measly.
So I would think, and this is just me, that evidently he's the financial person in the marriage or whatever. that's what it comes out to me. And he's trying to either they done set a goal to buy a house or some shit or something's going on while he out here nickel and dime this chick.
They got all that. They got a house.
I don't understand that then. I don't understand
that. That's what I'm saying. They got a house. They got a boat. Oh. They got trucks. They got cars. And every time she go spend a couple of dollars, he go to calculating. And I'm like, God, man. Then he call her. That's what pissed me off.
I got to tell y'all something we're not recording.
He called her. Yeah. And say, what you buy at Publix?
Why the fuck are you really? But see, prime example of people that should have separate accounts. Like, as long as the joint account is still building, why not have your own personal account the way you ain't got to worry about that bullshit?
And then she got to explain. I went and bought some pants and
I'm not doing that.
Some dishes, and then I went got some vegetables and some pain medicine.
Mm-mm, that's none of his business, man.
But if it's in a joint account, it is his business technically.
That's what I'm saying. If he's running, if he's the financial guy, like
it's his money just like it is hers, which is why. And as much as I laugh and talk shit about my pops, he the one that put me on this because that's how him and his wife is. And his wife is the breadwinner. They could easily have a joint account and he'd be cool and could go out here and blow a bag because she making six figures. And he on disability and he working a little part-time job or whatever, but he's still straight because he know how to budget his money.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta know how to budget.
You know, because he tells her all the time, like, man, don't try to count my pockets. He was like, I count it straight. You know, if I want to go out here and splurge on this, I can go out here and splurge on this.
Yeah.
Like we good. Okay.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't be checking your account. Don't worry about mine. And, you know, she the breadwinner. But at the end of the day, my dad is the man in his household. But he taught me that. And just being in certain situations. Because when I was shacking up, I did the joint account thing that way because I got to the point where
I
was working 12, 13 hours a day. So it's like, go to the bank, get this out. Like, I can't do it. I'm at work all day. So, you know, doing that because, and on top of that, I would give her money because she was at home with the kids. I ain't want her to feel like she had to ask me for everything. So, you know, it's like, I pay they come, I pay all the bills, give her some money, just make it last till the next payday. You know, I don't want you to feel like you living, you got to ask me, can you go buy your personal stuff or stuff for the kids or whatever, just, this you. And, but my pops put me on that separate account shit. And he was like, it cuts down on arguments about the financial situation because, as you stated, Tulane, that shit happens all the time. I seen the shit happen firsthand last night. It wasn't with me. It was one of my homeboys. Like I said, I can't put it on camera, but I'll tell y'all about that shit when we get off. But I seen that shit firsthand last night. Like instantly, as soon as a purchase was made, phone ring. Like God damn, I ain't never seen nobody check an email that damn quick.
Well, they're
push notifications. Yeah,
but you know, most people, you get an email, you ain't gonna check it like instantly.
It comes to your
phone. It will. Yeah, they'll check.
And see, that's how he be.
See, I don't check my emails like that.
Get on the email. Crazy tail
sale. What is it, like a text message?
Yeah, it's a text message.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Right. It's a notification, push notification from the account to your phone.
Yeah. Okay, see, I thought it was like email notifications.
You do credit cards like that too?
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's how he be every time she swipe that card. He said, what this hell for spending now? I be like,
wow. Hey, Elijah, you ain't going to play me and laugh at me like, nigga, you old as fuck. You don't know about that shit. that slick at you just played me, bro. It's push notification, not email.
I mean, Lee even knew, and you still talking about I don't check my emails like that.
you had put me in there too, huh? I got you. Anyway, oh my God, my head hurt laughing too damn hard. This jacket shit ain't working, man. I'm just gonna put it out there. I know it's a lot of people still doing it because they think it's beneficial for them.
And then 10 years go past, and you wonder why you ain't married.
Yeah. Right, like some celebrities that we know.
Need a baby, call me, girl. I got
you. Yeah, man. Look, nah. She trying to get her own shit together. Let her tell it. She gonna let him have his space. Last thing I heard.
Yeah, she is.
Shit, why not?
Let him have his space to get himself better. Yeah, he ain't doing his thing. He doing her.
And the girl he work with.
And the girl he work with.
And who knows how many others.
Mm-hmm. We only go with what's been caught and put out there. I just want to know why the girl ain't get a year off. But that's
because neither here nor there. It's always the man that gets in trouble for that type of shit.
No, yeah. That's not true.
Yeah, it is. That's the Volkswagen way.
Yeah, that's true too. Well, now that you mentioned it, yeah, that is true.
Mm-hmm. We the ones that's supposed to know better. We the ones that's supposed to know better.
Yeah.
But that's another topic.
Yeah.
What the hell else? We know better. Both of us know better. We both get stuck and plucked and trucked and everything else.
Everything is.
They know better. But back to this sack of shit. It ain't worth it. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. Unless y'all, like Rick just got through saying, y'all be 10 years in and don't even know and realize that y'all done wasted time. Y'all could have been doing something else, hating each other, killing each other, cheating on each other. In the same house, Selene killing both of us, man and the woman, with the six brothers in the back.
That's right.
Oh, hey, shit, where the back come from? But anyway, oh, she had me rolling over there. Anyway, I got nothing for it, man. I don't agree with it. I've done it once. The panel has done it once. They don't agree with it, so we're just going to leave it at that. We're going to leave it like it is. It don't work. So with all that being said, y'all be good, be safe. We're going to do this again. We're going to have another topic. I don't know what next week. I guess we're going to talk about Rick's friend next week.
No, we not, because I ain't putting his business out there.
Yeah. We'll figure out something. I got some stuff I didn't want to talk about anyway. But yeah, we're gonna do. Hey, I'm gonna be down here again next week anyway. I gotta go to the Chiefs game. But by the time we this show, the game will be over with. But anyway, it's been fun. It's been real. Thank y'all, panel, for hanging out with me doing this thing. Hopefully, we get some money from this one day. We pay y'all for y'all opinions eventually.
So run it up, like, share, comment, subscribe, all that
comment,
other good stuff.
Subscribe, do all that shit. View, thumbs up the whole nine, whatever the hell that all that shit is about. But, you know, we need all the support we can get. Because I get quotes every day after every Thursday about something doesn't happen and y'all don't say nothing about it. Y'all don't do nothing about it. Y'all just quote shit that we've been talking about that past week.
I get calls about it too. Everybody like, man, y'all crazy.
Look, y'all crazy. Especially
them women over there, man. They crazy.
Yeah.
Look.
I get that a lot too.
Especially when you mention by Kevin Samuels, man, that one, bro, she be, hey, that look she give. I be dying.
That look
bro.
She give, yeah. Yeah. I get that a lot too. Yeah, don't tell me. Get on the damn computer and like and subscribe and comment so we can get some shit popping off over here. We can bring out some more content. We're going to do that anyway. But anyway, y'all be good. Be safe. Have a good, safe next week. And like I said, I'm going to be back down here again, hopefully with a win with the Chiefs game. All right. Y'all be good. Be safe. I'll holler at you. Peace.